Mr. President of the World Health Assembly, Your Excellencies, the heads of delegations, Mrs. Director General of the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed a great pleasure for me to be amongst you this evening to award the State of Kuwait Prize for Research in Health Promotion to two distinguished winners who have made outstanding contributions to the advancement of health research in their respective countries. This prize, which has previously been awarded to other eminent personalities and organizations, reflects the highest interest of the State of Kuwait in developing and strengthening policies and programs which encourage and promote healthy lifestyles and NCD prevention. In fact, when the State of Kuwait established this prize in 2004, it did so with true conviction that this prize would provide significant impetus to initiatives and research aimed at combating these diseases, especially by highlighting preventing measures and eliminating risk factors. The statutes of the prize indicate that it is awarded to one or more persons, institutions, or non-governmental organizations that have made an outstanding contribution to research in health promotion. As founder of the prize, the State of Kuwait was pleased to participate in the selection panel, which awarded the prize jointly to Mr. Wang Licheng, Director of Institute of Health Education, Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region in China, and to the Community for Progress Association in Chad. Mr. Chen has been involved in many health literacy programs in the region and played a pivotal role in the development of tobacco control policy, which promoted the establishment of regulations to ban smoking in public places and public transportation system. The Community for Progress Association has been a key player in providing health care in Chad. It has effectively participated in the government's effort to train medical and paramedical professionals and to extend the integrated health system. The achievements of the associations are many, but most notably are the association's innovative loan scheme for students with low income and its retention scheme for skilled workers, which allows enrollment into this institution on conditions of working for 10 years in any health sector, preferably in a rural or suburban setting. Mr. Chairman, allow me to congratulate the winners and to once again express my gratitude to the selection panel for its outstanding choices. I would like to conclude by assuring you that the State of Kuwait will remain committed for many years ahead to supporting scientific research in health promotion initiatives worldwide. Thank you.